Okay, we are up to Yisefer Yeshayo, Perek Mem Tes, and we are the last section of the Sefer. We already know that we're there because in the middle of this Perek starts off the first of the Shiva de Nechemta that we are going to have, that the Nechemtas that are laid between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuvah. So the middle of this Perek starts off the one for Parshas Ekev, Vatamar Tzion Azavani Hashem, which Beit Hashem we will get to. But the Perek starts off by Yeshayo Anavi declaring what his mission has been throughout his life, and the first half of the parak is in first person. We assume, most assume, that this is Yeshayahu talking and telling everyone what his job has been. Rav Hirsch says maybe on a deeper level, it's not just Yeshayahu talking, but it's Yeshayahu as a representative for all of Klal Yisrael. And when he talks about, I've been trying to inspire and being a light unto the nations, it's not just the Yeshayahu talking, but it's all Klal Yisrael talking, as we will see. But we will interpret it as the Yeshayahu himself, because that is what Rov Rishonim say. Says the pasuk, Shimu iim elai, vakshivu lu'umim meirachok. Listen, islands, to me. Listen, all nations from afar. Hashem mi beten kara'ani, mi mea imi hiskir shimi. Even before I was born, when I was in utero, I was already labeled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I was already called to be a Navi, meaning I had a tachlis. I'm fulfilling my tachlis. All the musar I've given and everything that I've said is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that was going to be my destiny to be a Navi. Rashi quotes, Misha'ani bebeten olsa lefana b'machshava, lios shemi yeshayo. Already, before I was born, Hashem already had the plan that I should be yeshayo from the word yeshuos, right? Salvations. Lehi Navi yeshuos v'nachamos, as the Gemara describes in Baal Basra, that's what yeshayo is. Kulo Yeshua v'nechama, the salvations. That was the purpose that he has. And that's why the Shiva d'Nechemta, start right here. This reminds us a little bit of Rav Kook's thought, that every single person has a purpose in life, and that's why he's born at that specific moment in the history of the world. Rav Kook writes this in his commentary on Yom Kippur Davening, Elokai, Ad Shelo Notzarti Eini Chedai, V'Achshav Shelo Notzarti K'ilu Lo Notzarti, Hashem, before I was created, I wasn't Kedai, I didn't have a purpose in life. Yeshayahu Navi, before the second he was born, he didn't have a tachlis in life. Once he was born, at that second, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that he has a purpose and he has a tachlis. We see on Yom Kippur, we haven't fulfilled that tachlis. V'Achshav Shelo Notzarti K'ilu Lo Notzarti, Bereits Rav Kook, Lefnei Shelo Notzarti, Koloso Azmana Bilti Mugbal, Shemei Olam Ad Shelo Notzarti, all the infinite number of years before I was born. Vade lo hayadaver ba'olam shayitzarechli. If the world needed me, I would have been born then. If I wasn't born till that specific second, that was the moment. Right? Sometimes you have a due date, you're overdue, or you give birth early. Ultimately, it's not. It's just based on what the doctor said. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that we should come out, that second, that's when we have a purpose. I only had a purpose the second I was born, says Rav Kook, because I have to be mashlim something in the world. And if I would live my life based on that would be great. The problem is I haven't fulfilled it, and that is what we say on Yom Kippur. But that's what Yeshayahu HaNavi says here, that even before he was born, he was already destined to be the Navi, and Hashem already had plans for him. The Malbim, Kedarka Bakodesh, gives us a little insight into the two phrases here. First it says, mi beten kara'ani, from the stomach, and then mi me'ei imi, from the innards. Why dafka mi beten and mi'ei? And again, if we wanted to spend many hours on Yeshayahu, we could go through every phrase and see how the Malbim understand it. We just quote some here and there. So the Malbim says, as we know, when a baby is first born, when an egg is fertilized, it first implants in the mother, in the uterus, and then eventually it separates after being an embryo, it becomes a fetus, and it becomes an independent organism inside the mother until eventually comes out. Says the Malbim, that's what it's referring to here. Beten, that's already after it was a fetus, after it is already formed. Mime'ei imi, that's even earlier. Right, Hashemi beten karani, but mimei imi is karshemi. Even earlier, says the Malbim, davuk b'mei ehashu kodem shenirkam tzuras havlad me'oz kvar hizkir shemi sheye anochi hamuchan l'shlichus ka'omer beis niklata hatipa hazra'it b'mei ha'ayim me'oz kara Hashem b'shmo. Says the Malbim, that's what he's alluding to. Not only before he was born, but long before he was formed as a fetus, even there, the second that the zera was niklat, so that is what it was referring to. Vayasem, continuing now in the psukim. Vayasem pi kecherev chadon, Hashem put in my mouth like a sharp sword. Bitzel yado hechbiani. He shaded me in his the shade of his hand. Vayisimeni lachetz barur ba'ashpato istirani. He hid me as an arrow in his sheath that he has the arrows in. But again, some Yeshua is saying, I'm like a sword, I'm like an arrow. The simple understanding is that his words are so sharp and so biting and they go right through. That's what it means. Hashem created me and gave me this purpose. And this is what I've done. Vayomer li, and he says, Avdi ata, Yisrael asher b'chas par, you are my servant, Yisrael, that I take glory in. That's so far let's keep reading and then we'll get back to these psukim. But let's, again, understanding this as Yeshayahu. Vani Amarti, and Yeshayahu says, Larik Yogati, I look back at my life and I feel sometimes that it's for nothing because I gave all this Moser, I gave this Tochacha to inspire people and it was worthless and it didn't work and they didn't listen to me. Latova Hevel Kochi Gilesi, for nothing I've pushed my strength. Okay, but I realize it's not true. Mishpati es Hashem upu'ulasi es Elokai. My mishpat, I'm working for Hashem. No matter what, my success rate, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I just try my hardest, and the rest is up to Hashem. It's an interesting comment of the Rinas Yitzchak here. He points us to the famous comment of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, where he writes in his commentary al Torah and Parshas Bechukosai on the words that we say at a siyum, Anu amelam ahim amelam, Anu makalam schar, Vehim amelam vehim makalam schar. And he asked the Chavetz Chaim, what do you mean? Every person in the world, he gets schar, he has a melos, and he fixes shoes, and he gets schar for the shoes, and he does some type of avoda. So the Chavetz Chaim writes that no, the point is that we get schar for the amelos. If the worker does not fix the shoes, I bring shoes to a shoemaker, he spends 3 hours on it, but he can't fix the shoes, I'm not going to pay him. He's not going to get schar for that amelus. But in terms of Torah, anu amelim u'mekabim schar for the amelus. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. The Rinas Yitzchak asks an interesting question. Do we say that by all mitzvos or only by Torah? Imach milsa shemekabim schar ala amel gufa noig rach batal matorah l'chud. Aval b'shar mitzvos, what if I have amelus? Do I get it as if I did it, I get schar for that? Or do we say that, no, shezenoi b'chol mitzvos, shemishi yamo l'kai mitzvot, do you say it by all mitzvos? So he says maybe that's what's going on here in these psukim, and there's a difference in terms of how to read the psukim. That is the question that he puts into the psukim right now. Yeshayahu Hanavi says, Ani amarti larik yogati. He thinks that, let's say, understanding that he thought that there was no schar for the amelus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, no, there is schar. Mishpatei es Hashem upolasi es Elokai. If you say that there is no schar for the amelus except for Torah, so maybe Yeshayahu just misunderstood what he was supposed to do. He says, I've done for nothing. And Hashem says, no. You succeeded. All I asked you to do was to give the tochacha. I didn't tell you to have them changed by the tochacha. That's not part of the mitzvah. So you did the whole mitzvah. You didn't just have the amelus. You succeeded in the mitzvah, which was just to give the tochacha. But either way, he brings up that issue on these psukim. Rav Schwab, again, as I mentioned, who makes this a larger discussion. Rav Schwab, who quotes Rav Hirsch, says these first few psukim are not just about Yeshaya, it's about all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, we were destined, even before we were born, to be the Mamlechas Kohen and the Goy Kadosh. And Hashem has put a cherev and a chetz in our hands. What does that mean? So the Rav Schwab notes, well, Chazal already tell us, back in Parshas Vayechi, Becharbi uvakashti. Tefillah. The power of tefillah Hashem is put, and that's what has been with us throughout the generations. Vayomer li, and then we say avdi ata, and now, this pasuk sounds general. Hashem says to us that we are the nation that Hashem glorifies it in. But sometimes, ani amarti, Klal Yisrael says, but look, we blew it. We went into galus. Tovakechochi, kilisi, I'm done. Achein, but we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the larger plan, it's all for our sins, and ultimately to get us back to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Yuma darshins this pasuk and pasuk Gimel, Avdi Ato Yisrael Asher Becha Es Pa'er, one of the most beautiful chazals in all of Shas, where Chazal tell us that V'yahavta as Hashem Alokecha should not just mean you should love God, but you should cause Hashem to be loved. Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadcha. God should become beloved. What does that mean? We should stick around great scholars. And we should deal nicely with people. What do people say about us if they see us making a Kiddush Hashem? Ashri Aviv Shalim Do Torah. Ashri Rabu Shalim Do Torah. V'chulu v'chulu. Alav HaKasav Omer V'yomer Li Avdiata Yisrael Asher B'cha Espa'er. Hashem gets nachas. Hashem gets covered by having people act properly and people looking and saying, oh, that's God's people. That's amazing. Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'ar. That is what is alluded to in this pasuk. The cherev and the keshet also, we're not going to do it right now, but remember the meshachachma and the briskarav both see the same thought in Parshas Vayechi, that cherev and keshet are two forms of tefillah, as the unkelah says there. B'tzalusi yuva'usi. Why is a cherev and a keshet? So says the meshachachma just outside. A sword inherently is powerful. Right, you touch the sword to something, it cuts. An arrow, it all depends how much you pull back, and that's how far it's going to go. So too, different types of tefillah. Some tefillah has inherent power. Chazal made it. That's the text that we have. And then the additional point, the personal elements, the kavana elements, that's the keshet, that's the bow. The more you pull back on the bow, the farther the arrow is going to go. That's why dafka cherev and keshes and chetz are the mishalim for tefillah. But either way, he continues. This is the first section of the nevuah. V'yatam Hashem, Hashem says, Yotzri mi beten le'eved lo. I formed him. Now Hashem answers, I made him from the beten le'eved lo to be a servant. L'shovev Yaakov elav, to return Yaakov to me. That was Yishayahu's purpose. V'Yisrael, this could have been the first perek of the whole sefer. It's like the history. But we know it's not written in order. Remember we said Yishayo Perek Vav was his first Nevuah. So it's right, it was put together in order, in a certain order, but not that we understand why everything is put in the way that it is. But we get to the V'Yisrael Lo Yeyasef. We read it with the Kri. And to gather Bnei Yisrael to me. Ve'ekaveh Bnei Hashem ve'elokai haya uzi. Yishayo is saying that I've done everything for the best, with the best intentions. I wasn't always listened to, but you know, it was always L'shem Shamayim. Vayomer, Hashem answers, Nakel miyoschal li'eved, lohakim es shivtei Yisrael, nutzurei Yisrael lashiv. I don't understand. You don't think just trying it, you think that you're a failure because you didn't succeed, you didn't bring it back. You were doing my calling. You were doing acting for me. And you read the Radak says that not only did you try to get Klal Yisrael back, and you eventually your words will be taken seriously at some point, maybe not in your lifetime, but you're also an Arla Goyim. You had many nevuos, as we've seen throughout the Sefer, about other nations, about Bavel and about Ashur. And when they saw that those nevuos came true, so that was an inspiration to them. Right? And again, if you generalize this, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael saying, you think you failed, but no, there are times, and there will be a time, there will be a Mamlechas Kohen and the Goy Kadosh for us. And now a separate Nevuah. Hashem says, Yishayo says that Goy Yisrael, Hashem is going to redeem us. Livzo Nefesh. Lemesoiv Goy. Levin Moshlim. To the lowly, downtrodden people throughout history. We've been disgusting. We've been looked at as the lowest degradation of society. Imagine what's going to be. We can't fathom it. Malachim yiru vakamu. Kings will see and they'll get up when a Jew walks into the room. Sarim v'yishtachavu. Princes will bow down. Laman Hashem asher ne'eman, because they'll see the covet that we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that through giving honor to his nation. Kedosh Yisrael v'yivcharech, Hashem has chosen us. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says, and again, most of the rest of this say for the last 70 prakim are all about what's going to be lost in love, the nechama. Be'es ratzon anisicha, I'm going to answer you at an eis ratzon, v'yom Yeshua azarticha, I'm going to save you. That sarcha v'atencha libris am, I will make, there will be a covenant, lakim eretz, lahanchel nechalos shomemos, all the rivers, the barren rivers are going to be vegetated again. Lemar lasurim tseyu, lasher b'choshech igalu, and we'll say to those who are in jail, it could be spiritual jail, to get out, those who are in darkness, right, become revealed, right, it should be clear. Al drachim yiru v'chol shvayim arisam, all the roads will be taken care of, and all the crooked paths will be made open paths, and everyone will be led to Yerushalayim. The Vilna Gaon notes in Parshas Dvarim, this double phrase in Pasuk Tes, asurim and choshech, says the Gro, we sin for two reasons. Number one, either we know that we're sinning, maybe because of taiva, maybe because of kfira, but either way we know that we're sinning. Or number two, we don't realize it, but our Yetzahara is costuming as a mitzvah. Shahayetzer maralo panim laheter. The nira be'enav ki darko derach yishara. Ki nesnasech bekirbo ruach avivim Ikesh Vesaltol, a crooked path. Achina Mafrim Bitov L'ra. We don't know two reasons we sin. And that's what's meant in this pasuk, says the Gra. Lemar La Asurim, those who are caught up, that are in jail, of those under the Yetzirah that are causing them to sin, that's number one. So that will go out. And number two, V'lashar B'choshech, and those who are in darkness don't even realize that they're sinning. We think we're doing a mitzvah, but it's not. Sometimes it's not fair, like the Chavetz Chaim always talks about, right? The pasuk in Zechariah, the son that goes on the right side sometimes, it dresses up as a mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah, but that's the way that sometimes he gets to us. But that's referred to in this pasuk right here. The lasilavo, all types of sinning, is going to fall by the wayside. Lo yiravu, we continue. Velo yitzmo, there won't be any hunger or thirst, either physically or for Torah. Velo yakim shar v'shemesh, ki merachamam yinahagin. The one who has compassion on you will leave you, will lead you. And all the roads, asamdi kol arei ladarech, all the mountains will become flat. Umusilo asai yirumun, I'll lift up all the pathways. The radak has 2 days here. Does this mean miraculously everything's going to be flattened? Or there'll be mountains, but we won't be tired. We'll go up, we'll go down. Hine eile meirachog yavo, and now Kibbutz Galias is described. Mitzafon, miyam, me'eretzinim, from all the different lands, Kibbutz Galias will happen. Ranu shamayim v'gili eretz, and the land itself will start celebrating. Ufitzchu harim rina, right? We have this a number of times in Yeshayahu. We had this, if you remember, a couple of prakim ago in Perek Mem Dalid. We also discussed the idea of the physical world celebrating. Mem Dalid Chav Gimel. Ranu shamayim ki asa Hashem hariyu tachtios aretz. Pitzchu harim, the mountains, the rivers. What does that mean? Rav Schwab says maybe it's connecting back beautifully to the beginning of Maisa Bereishis, where we know the earth was cursed because of what Adam and Chava did, Arura Adama Bavurecha, and that when the loss of love when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to the Bracha, and that's what it means, that the land is celebrating because it will no longer be cursed. And then we get to the second half of the Perek, which is the beginning, as we mentioned, of Parshas, the Haftar for Parshas Ekev, which again is the first that comes up here in Yeshayo of the Shiva denechemta. Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem. Tzion, we think Hashem has left us. Vashem shechechani. But what? Hashem gives the unbelievable mashal. Asishkach isha ula. Meirachim ben bitna. Does a mother forget her baby that was just born? Gam eila tishkach. And Hashem says, even if these are forgotten, vanochi lo ashkochech. It's almost impossible to imagine. But even if you can imagine it, I don't forget you. I am closer, I am more in love with you, says Hashem, more than that mother who just had a baby. The Yalkut Shimon even says that Eila, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, Anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, Gam Eila Tishkachna, I'm going to forget the Egel, Vanochi Loshkachech, I'm not going to forget you, I'm not going to forget the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hinal Kapayim Chakosich, figuratively, I have written you on my hands, looking at them all the time. Your walls are always in front of me. The Radak says the destroyed walls of the Churban. Rav Schwab says the future walls of being rebuilding. Quickly, quickly. Either that means quickly go back to Eretz Yisrael. Those who want to destroy you, they've left. Or others. So also Rav Hirsch is quoted, Miharu banach, those who act too quickly. There have been so many false messiahs. Those Maharsayach and Achrivayach, those that are destroying Mimech Yesio have come from within us. Sometimes we don't know it's time yet. And we've had the false prophecies. But we have to realize there will come a time when it will all come true. And it will be the perfect time. See Saviv and Achri, Kulam Nikbutu Baolach. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzion, to Yerushalayim, look around. Kibbutz Galias is happening. Chai Hashem Numash, Chai Ani Numashem, Ki Kulam Ka'aditil Bashi. It'll be like jewelry on you. There won't be too many Jews. Every Jew will be like a piece of jewelry on Yerushalayim. Musakashrim Kakala, Ki Charvosayach, Vashemosayach, Eretz Harisusayach, all the destroyed lands, they will be Racha, they will be inhabited again. Rachaku mivaloyach, as we say in Lechadodi, right? There's so much parallels between in Lechadodi. A lot of Lechadodi is not about Shabbos; it's about Geula. But we say here, v'yamart bilvaveich, we say in our hearts. Right? I'm sorry, I skipped a line. On yomru pasachaf, on yomru baznayach, b'neishu kulayach, in your ears. Right, they'll say, "Beneshi Goloi," the children that you don't think you had anymore. Tsarli Amakom, there's no room. Right, like the Mishnah mentions in Perkei Avos, Tsarli Amakom. Nobody's going to complain about it. That's going to be the nace, but there's not going to be any room. There's going to be so many Jews. Go Shalav Sheva. The Amarit built. We're not on that level yet, because now when we go into Yerushalayim, we're stuck in a traffic jam. We're still complaining, but there's going to come a time when we're going to be crowded, and we're not going to complain because it's all going to be family. Right, if you're stuck behind your brother, you're not going to honk him. Because it's your brother. So if we have that outlook, right, that's what we yearn for. Via Marit Bil Vavech, and you'll say in your heart. The Malbim says there are three questions that Yerushalayim asks. Mi Yala Lias Eile, I didn't give birth to these children. Vani Shchul Vagalmuda, and I'm alone. Gola Vesurav Eile Migida, who raised, even if I did give birth, who raised them? Hena Nisharti Levadi, Eile Eifohem, and even if I gave birth to them, and even if I raised them, how'd they find me? But they're all going to come back. All the Goyim, all the Amim, all the different types of nations. The Goyim that are more difficult to come out of, the Amim, those are a little higher. Right, the Zayin LaTorah in Akef talks about the difference between these two. But either way, the nations of the world will carry and cause the Jews to go back. They'll realize Mashiach and they'll push the Jews back. They'll carry the Jews back on their shoulders. The kings will be your wet nurses. That means the whole world will be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the chosen nations, serving Hashem, all the nations will want to take a part in that. And at that point, you'll know that I am Hashem. Those who hope for me will never be embarrassed or ashamed. And even if the goyim say that, Ayuka Migibra Malkoach, is it right? We conquered. This is our spoils. Like the first Rashi in Chumash. Vim Shvi Tzadikim Aleid, is this right? Hashem says, no. Ko Amar Hashem, Gam Shvi Gibor Yukach. Yes, it will be taken because I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? As Yiveich Anochi Ariv, as Banayach Anochi Yashia, I'm saving my children. Don't make it up. Don't think that you're so honest. We have many chazals like this, like the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. They're going to come, oh, it was all for the Jews. At that point, there's going to be such clarity. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, no. V'chadis bonayachas b'saram, they're going to get punished with their own punishments. V'yadu kol basar ki ani Hashem Moshiach, v'goalech avir Yaakov. I will save you. The whole nation will realize and recognize that they know the Jews. The Jews are the ones that are most downtrodden. And when I save them, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that it will be so clear that we are the ones that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves and has not forsaken.